Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
And welcome to Guiding Lights with myself, Sarah May, and the fantastic Jeanette Coombe. And we have two other wonderful people with us tonight. We have Mike Davis and we have Nick Stepani. Everybody say hi.
Hello. Hi.
Bonjour.
Hello again, girls.
Hello. So we have the Fab Four this evening. And basically the reason why we've brought ourselves together is because we are bringing Guiding Lights to the road with Mike Davis, and Nick Stepani will be presenting us. This will be on the 7th of September in lovely sunny Solihull at the moment in time, but obviously not this evening because it's dark, and it'll be between 7 and 10:30, and it will be an audience with. Right. So we just wanted to get ourselves together, familiarise ourselves with each other. Obviously, Jeanette and I know Mike, and Jeanette and I know Nick, but Nick and Mike have only just met this evening. So we're going to sort of let this show flow, see how we go. I'm rhyming now. And I've got, last week I was talking about playing cards. I bought some oversized playing cards, and I thought I'd get Jeanette going with the cards. Because she's so clever with the tarot. We've had a bit of a giggle with them today, haven't we, Jeanette?
And I've got to
tell you, she's spot on. You know, I've thought to myself, she's never going to do this. How many cards did you get in the pack? About 52.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I name a card, she's going to be like, oh, I don't know. And I named about 3 or 4 cards and she was spot on. So we're going to have a little bit of a dabble with Mike and Nick, aren't we, Jeanette?
We certainly are.
We didn't tell them about this. We just...
Nope. Yeah. Going to spring it on them. They're going to be the playing cards, and we're going to have a little bit of giggle, fun tonight. But of course, it's really kind of fun, but with a twist of truth in it as well. So very intriguing stuff going on tonight.
Okay, so we can do that. But also, if you would like to dial in and call us for a reading, the number to do that is 760-283-4677. Dialing from America, anything, anywhere outside of America, you will prefix by 001. Just to repeat that number, 760-283-4677. Now, I was a directory inquiries operator. Can you tell? I actually was.
And one more thing too, Sarah, if when they dial in, if they'd like to just tell us a number, 1 to 10, we can have a little go at the numbers with them as well. So that would be something else for the listeners tonight.
Should I pick them a card, Jeanette?
Well, if they tell me 1 to 10, we can ask them what they're looking for, whether it's spades, diamonds, hearts or swords. So we can have a little look anyway. So it'll be just a little different thing for them tonight, I think.
Okay. We're doing a little bit of Brucey. Play your cards right.
Play your cards right tonight.
But before we do that, I would like to bring in Nick Stepani and say, hello, Nick.
Hello, Sarah. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, Sarah, it's fantastic. I'm great. I'm really feeling good. And I just want to say, first of all, before you commence your interview, thank you so much for having me on your show.
What a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. It really is.
Does anybody recognise the voice?
Forward flat.
People can't speak to us. We can't hear them. But I know they're shouting, you know, that's the bloke who talks at the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
So one of Nick Forte's voiceovers. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nick.
Well, Sarah, I started out as an actor many years ago. I say many. To me, it's quite a long time, but to other people, it's not so long. But, yeah, I started out as an actor, went on to do various roles for the BBC. Then I moved on to doing live events, such as variety shows and a bit of cabaret, both here in the UK and abroad. And then somebody said to me, look, why don't you try presenting? And I thought, okay, I'll give that a go. And you know what? I absolutely love it. I really, really love it. I've not done any acting for at least, it's got to be coming up to about 2 years now. And I just want to push the presenting. I really do. I love it to bits.
There we go. So I didn't really know that about you, Nick. I mean, when we started working together, we just dived in, got on like a house on fire, giggled in every show that we worked at, and had a fantastic time, but didn't really know much about your past or how you came into the business.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So have you got any claims to fame, Nick?
Well, my great uncle, he was one of the first TV chefs, and any English viewers out there, or listeners, sorry, I don't know if you're familiar with the name of Tony Stepani, but he was like the Gordon Ramsay of his time. Unfortunately, Sarah and Jeanette and Mike, I have not picked up his cooking skills. So we move on.
We shall. We can get you to cook, though, I think, Nick. I think that's a challenge.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying then, Nick, when I come up and actually meet you physically, not to accept any food off you.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
No sausage rolls for me.
No. He loves onions, though, Nick.
Sorry, darling?
He loves onions.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of anything worse.
Can I just say, going off the subject a minute, when I worked with both Jeanette and Sarah, Sarah especially, in the breaks of the live television show that we used to present, Sarah used to bring out her handbag, and in it was a big bottle of Cillit Bang. And just explain, Sarah, what that was for.
To clean, Nick, clean things.
That's cleaning the desk.
Metaphorically speaking, of course, I actually had a yellow quartz crystal, and I used to say it used to cut through stuff was my favourite word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Nick used to sit and giggle because he used to automatically think about Cillit Bang, and of course we're on a spiritual show. So, but the first show we did together was the first one on Psychic World TV, where you presented and I was psychic, and we giggled all the way through it, didn't we, Nick? And
you
the bosses watched it.
I'm a firm believer that you have to have giggle. Well, I certainly do. I have to have at least, you know, a couple of giggles a day, you know, to keep me going. I really do. And even when I'm at my lowest. And my goodness me, Sarah, you've seen me at my lowest. You know, you still find a little bit of time to make light of the situation. And I think it's vital, and I think it's an important message to get out to anybody that's maybe going through something that is depressing them, maybe upsetting. Just try your hardest to find a memory that you've had in your past that will make you smile, and it will. Well, it certainly made me a better person.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Nick. Okay, so I don't know if Jeanette's still there. Her picture's gone. You know, every week somebody gets kicked out. Jeanette, are you there? She's gone.
Oh,
how lovely. Mike, are you there?
Well, I'm always here, Sarah. Always here.
You are. She's come back again now. You know, we discussed this We're fine during the day, and as soon as the show comes on, something happens. So it must be all the energy is affecting the lines. But she's back. I can hear her. She's clearing her voice. Righty-ho. So, Nick,
yeah.
You're going to be presenting us when we do our show in Solihull.
Yeah, 7th of September.
That's it. Are you looking forward to that?
I really, really am looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Good, lovely. And Mike, if we can just bring you in, everybody. I mean, I'm sure, you know, this Mike hosts these shows, the Mike Spirit FM shows. He's the boss above all of it. So I'm sure.
I like that. Say that again. Say it one more time.
Boss, you're boss. You are Mike.
Oh, the boss above it all. Things.
Oh.
God.
God of radio. David.
It's got a good ring to it, though, you must admit.
You love it, don't you? So, I would imagine most of you know Mike Davis, unless, of course, some of you we've collected along our way from, obviously, the work that we've done. Those of you that don't know Mike Davis, he was UK's top medium in 2009, I do believe, Mike?
I was, yeah. Lucky enough to walk away with the National Award, which I absolutely adore. Having and it's taking pride possession here in the studio.
So how did you come about doing that, Mike?
You know, it was a bit of a mistake, really, and that's the truth of it. You know, I knew that there was some kind of awards that was running, and through a friend of mine, we kind of stumbled upon it and thought, yeah, okay, we'll have a go. But, you know, there was a bit of a story that goes on beyond that, because my niece, she got knocked over by a car and she was in a very bad way. You know, she was fighting for her life for several weeks. And, you know, everything in my life kind of stopped at that point. And I thought, you know, I have to be there for my sister. I have to be there for my niece and my nephews. And, you know, the family has to come first. And, you know, when she came around, you know, she was in hospital and she kind of just, when she came around, I went down to visit her, and she said, Uncle Michael, she said, have you been for them awards yet? I said, no, babe, they're tomorrow, and I'm not going. I'm coming down to see you instead. And, you know, sometimes when people just whisper in your ear, that's exactly what she done. And she said, go on, go, but win it. And I was like, okay, I'll go. So I went, and it was the Welsh division at that time. And I went along, popped into the hospital on the way, and she said, what are you doing? Go and win it for me.
Aww.
So I went along, and fortunately, I won it for Wales. You know, I won the Welsh division, which then allowed me then to enter into the Nationals, which the Nationals was Wales, England, and Scotland. And, you know, I went along, and I didn't think I'd get anywhere. You know, I was thinking, nah, I'll never be the award winner. I'm happy enough just to win it for Wales, represent Wales in the final, and I was happy. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the panel went off and discussed what happened and came back. And, you know, there's a wonderful picture of that day with me being presented with that award on my Facebook. And, you know, there's a beautiful blue orb above my head as the trophy has been handed to me. And, you know, it's something I've treasured ever since. And I, you know, absolutely adore knowing that I was presented with that trophy. And, you know, and I kind of keep it, as I said, keep it in the studio, and it's loud and proud there, right on view.
Oh, Mike, you'll have to get a copy of that picture and pop it on the Guiding Lights page.
Yes, I will. Well, it is there. It's in my Facebook page. And, you know, I know that you girls are a member of that. And,
Do you want me to pinch it?
Yeah, you pinch it.
Okay. I'll pinch it and pop it on the Guiding Lights page so you can all see the orb. Lovely. And Nick, I know you've got loads of sort of rolls of films, haven't you?
Yeah.
And maybe you could put a few films in there as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm working on something at the moment. I can't go into too much detail, but it's a comedy piece, for TV, that I'm really, really excited about.
Okay, so you're dangling carrots now. We don't know what it is. So we'll watch that space. You've also got a radio show starting at yourself as well, haven't you, Nick?
I have. Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, 4 o'clock through till 6 o'clock. 2 hours. Basically,
right.
What it is, it's the open air show. I'm bringing that back to the original, the first ever station in Milton Keynes.
Right.
And basically, if anybody wants to listen to that, it's on Wednesday, 4 o'clock, and it's CRMK online.
So okay, would you want to pop that link in?
Yeah,
as well.
Bless you.
You know, what do you mean, bless you? Pop it in there.
Stick
Don't
it.
Be shy. So you pop that link on, and then obviously, if people want to listen to that, that's there for them as well. Fantastic. Right, Jeanette, do you have something to say, sweetheart? You're very quiet in the background there.
Yeah, I'm listening because it's fascinating, and I was just thinking about, you know, about what Mike's just said about his, you know, the blue orb. So obviously they were there with him, wanting him to win, and they were encouraging him. And it was lovely that the picture showed the love from the spirit world coming in close. And I was just also then thinking what Nick said about going back on the radio in Milton Keynes. And I know that you know, Nick is going to pull in loads and loads of viewers because he's a really warm, lovely guy and people draw to him. So tonight it's a lovely show because we've got two different energies, but they're bringing in, you know, a little bit of their own personalities tonight, which is great with the personal stories. Really excellent.
Oh, bless you, darling.
Shall we have a dabble at the cards? Are you ready for this, boys?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Let's have a go. I mean, I don't even know what we're going to be doing, but let's have a go.
Okay.
Mike. What we've got here is playing cards.
Yes.
You know, your normal playing cards you play Snap with, or maybe you might play Rummy or whatever.
Yeah.
So we've got playing cards, which really sort of run alongside tarot.
Yes.
Jeanette, you can explain this better than me.
Yeah, okay. Basically, no, they don't run alongside tarot, but they are very handy if you just want to do a quick link in on numerology, okay? Because obviously the playing cards are 1 to 10, and we've got 10 life path numbers. And, of course, the suits represent the earth signs and the air signs and the fire signs and the water signs. So I thought it would be fun tonight if we fetched the playing cards in and just had a little bit of a dabble, if you like, with these. Instead of working with the tarot cards and my oracle cards, I thought it would be really nice for this as well.
Okay, well, I'm shuffling away. Who is our first candidate?
I'm drawn to Nick.
Nick. Mm. How many cards shall I pick out, Jeanette?
3.
Okay.
Past, present, future.
Nick, say stop.
Stop.
Okay. And stop again.
Stop.
And stop again.
Stop.
Lovely. I'm sending lots of love in these, Nick. Let's just have a look and see what we've got.
Okay.
Ace of Hearts.
Oh, okay.
King of Hearts. And Eight of Diamonds.
Okay, now then, this is what these cards represent to me when I'm reading these intuitively, but also linking in through the numbers and through the suits. There is love coming in for Nick, okay? That's definitely for sure. I do feel that around him at the minute there's been situations, okay, that I want to rub my hands off and wipe off. You know, I just feel like as though I'm washing my hands with the situation and it's going to be done very, very soon. Then I want to take him to the period of 8, so it's 8 weeks, 8 months, and then there's going to be some changes on the love front. But also there's a lot of ambitious with the eight energy, and I feel a lot of success in career as well. Within this 8 month window, there's going to be a lot of changes coming in for Nick. Very, very, very interesting times coming in for him. A lot of new energy.
Wow, thank you so much.
Okay. You can listen back to that, Nick, after.
Yeah,
obviously
definitely.
The show's recorded. Okay, Mike, darling. You ready?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Putting lots of love into yours as well.
Okay.
Right. Tell me when to stop.
You're 3 again, okay?
Stop.
Okay. And again, Mike.
Stop.
Okay, stopping in the same position.
There's a reason for that. Carry on. I'll say right. No. And again.
And stop.
It's the same position. Are we ready? Okay. We have the Five of Spades.
Right.
The Four of Hearts.
Right.
And the Ace of Clubs.
Right, okay. Now then, the first one is in the past position, okay, and that's a five. Five is all about restlessness and change, all right, with numbers. And the very, very fact that what we've got here is the spades, it tells me, okay, that around Mike recently, there's been a lot of restlessness, a lot of change, and a lot of releasing of negative stuff that needs to be released and moved on from. What was the other two cards, please, Sarah?
Four of Hearts and Ace of Clubs.
Right, now someone is holding on to something tightly, and it needs to be released, okay, and talked about. And then we've got the last card then, which was, what was the last one?
Ace of Clubs.
Right, the ace, that's all about new beginnings, okay? And that's all about new beginnings and new thoughts. So I would say that there's definitely a situation around Mike where he needs to stop feeling so restless. He needs to be focusing his energies on a certain direction. And I do feel that the heart chakra energy has been a bit blocked. So there's been things that need to be released, let go. Because it's like I'm trying to hold on to something that is realistically not serving me now. Okay, so in a different vibe where I felt with Nick, this was new beginnings, okay? And within a window of eight, there's going to be new things. I feel with Mike, it's a kind of a different vibe because I need to be letting things go first. And then I'm pushing myself forward with work. I do feel two completely sets of new numbers coming in around these. Very appropriate number eight with Nick. But I do feel with Mike, it's a lot of one energy. And that's all about new start, leadership, pushing myself forward in work. So different vibes, but very interesting as well.
No, that makes absolutely perfect sense to me, Jeanette.
Right, okay. I could go into it more. I could carry on and carry on and carry on, you know, but that's just a little small overview for the pair of you. But I'll speak to you about that off air because I do feel that there's a lot more that I could be talking to you about. And it's just like with you, I just want you to close doors, okay, because I've got my feet in the past, okay? So basically, I've got a door that's ajar because I'm not really shutting it, and because I'm halfway in the past and halfway in the future, I'm kind of stuck between two doors. That's what spirit have given me with you. So I just want you to shut one door to allow another door to open. But I'm so very, very drawn to work with you as well. Loads of new opportunities coming in with work. So I'll leave that with you for now, but we will talk about this another time if you want me to go in more depth with you.
Most definitely. Okay. Thank you.
Linga, I've been a little bit cheeky and I've chosen three for me, Jeanette.
Okay, carry on.
Oh, King of Diamonds.
Okay.
Ten of Diamonds. We do like diamonds. They're a girl's best friend.
They are indeed.
And the Seven of Clubs, which I love sevens.
Okay, now then, with diamonds, okay, they sparkle, but they can be quite cold, okay? And to all intents and purposes, diamonds are a girl's best friend. So I think what you've got to figure out around this situation, what the message is coming through on this, is that even though, okay, the King of Diamonds can be quite cold, okay, there is a light, an inner light that's wanting to shine through. So I do feel that there is a certain situation around you that needs to be investigated further just to see whether or not there is an inner light there, okay? So I would say King of Diamonds, he is a challenging man. And that's what I've got to say about the King of Diamonds. And what was next to that one?
Ten of Diamonds.
Okay, so we've got 10. You take away the 0, and you're left with number 1. Number 1 in numerology is all about being a leader, being the master of your own ship, if you like. someone who lives by their own rule book. So I feel that this is linking in with this gentleman, but it's also linking in with you as well, Sarah, because I do feel very much drawn to the fact that you're a leader and that you actually live by your own rules as well. So this is a bit of a combination for the both of you, if you like. And what was the third card?
Seven of Clubs.
Right, seven is a very spiritual, mystical number, okay? So we're talking about someone who's a very spiritual person, which is yourself. I also feel that you need to be grounding yourself more and just taking some time out just to be you. There's also a new opportunity coming in for you within the period of a cycle of seven. And as we're in the eighth month now, I would say we're talking about February next year. There's definitely new opportunities coming in, which would also coincide with the diamonds, which is coinciding with the air sign of Aquarius. So I would say from the 21st of January onwards up until the 22nd of February, there's a new opportunity coming in for you work-wise.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Jeanette. Lovely.
Okay.
So I'll have a listen back to that later. Can we choose three for Ken, Jeanette? Will that be okay?
Yes, we can.
Ken is our producer who does a fantastic job, and I just wanted to include him in as well. And I'm going to just use his energy to select the cards here. In fact, Mike, do you want to say stop for Ken?
Yeah, I can do. Yeah, okay. Stop.
Okay. And again.
Stop.
Lovely. And again.
Stop.
Okay. There we go. Right, Ken, I hope you're listening, sweetheart. We have five of spades. That was the same as Mike. I bet Mike's picked the same cards again. No. Two of hearts.
Okay.
And queen of hearts.
Okay, right then. Now, this is what's going on with these five, okay, conflict card. There is a situation, okay, around Ken that needs to be resolved. There is a situation that's causing him to have a lot of stress. And I do feel that there's something very close to him, okay, or someone very close to him is causing him a lot of upset. The next card next to it was the Two of Hearts, so it reminds me of two hearts beaten as one. So I do believe that Ken has found his soulmate and that he is very, very happy with the person that he is with. And what was the third card, please?
Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. Okay, so we've either got a water sign lady around this gentleman or she's very highly intuitive and very sensitive. I feel that there's been a lot of tears around this lady recently, but these tears are going to be wiped soon because the situation is getting a lot easier, and that's what I'm picking up for our lovely Ken, and I hope that that helps him.
Fantastic. Oh, look, Jeanette, I was really impressed. Were you impressed with that, guys?
Yeah, in all fairness, yeah, Jeanette, fair play to you.
Thank you, Jeanette.
No props. Well, that's just another way to work with different energies. I work with numbers very often anyway. As a numerologist, I bring them in sometimes. But it just goes to show that basically it's the energy that we're picking up on, and the numbers kind of coincide with the energy of that person as well.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Jeanette. Okay, guys. The lines are open, 7602834677 from America. Prefix.
No, it's not 77, Sarah. It's 11.
Aha, thank you for telling me that, Mike.
7602834611.
I've written it down wrong.
You have.
So, thank you for correcting me.
No problem at all.
I hope you people out there haven't been bombarding somebody's home line in America. So it's 7602834611 at the end. 001 prefixed outside of America. You can also get hold of Jeanette's giggling. You can also get hold of us on Skype. Right. blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Call, click call, Skype, and you can come through that way. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. We're topical. We have music. We have fantastic people on the show, but we also bring in the people so that we can give them some readings. Mike Davis, if anybody wants to get hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, there's several ways they can get hold of me. They can get hold of me on my brand new website, which is www.mikedavismedium.com, or join me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium.
There we go. And Nick Stepani, how do people get hold of you?
Well, they can visit my website, which is www.showbiznick.com.
That voice, Nick. Jeanette, how can they get hold of you?
Yeah, give us a call on either Facebook or through my website or on Skype. You can Skype me, Jeanette Ann Psychic, or Jeanette Ann Coombe via Facebook, and then I'll give you information then on how you can book a reading with me.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And my fair self, Medium Sarah May on Facebook, is the best way of getting hold of me. Sarah May Psychic on Skype. They're the two ways you'll get hold of me, probably easiest ways. There we go. Nick,
I will say as well, Sarah, I didn't mean to cut in, but there is a Facebook page called MikeSpirit.fm, and that's where people can get hold of these shows, you know, because it's not only this show and my show, there's several other shows on as well, isn't it?
I'd like to mention the other shows because I have listened to them and I've got to say they're fantastic. I don't know what nights they're on, but you've got Nick Humphries. I think he does a Tuesday. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike.
No, you are correct.
I think Oscar Villiers I listened to, What a Sweetie, on Wednesday.
Absolutely perfect.
Andrew D was on Thursday. And I've got to say, on every single show, the evidence that was given was fantastic. And, of course, our very own Mike Davis on a Sunday. So we've got a lovely bunch of people, a nice group, and something going on nearly every night of the week. So, the shows are there on Blog Talk Radio, Mike Spirit FM. We are going to go over to some music. And then when we've listened to the songs, please do enjoy them. We will come back and take your calls.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collarboard, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got
coming around, I was looking down at all I see. Painted faces, still the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers under cover of the street. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody.
To Guiding Lights and Kings of Leon, Somebody, and before that Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror. What lovely tunes, what fantastic tunes for this gorgeous Monday evening. My goodness me, do you know what, it's that time of the show. Yes it is, because I'm an avid listener and I know what's going on. We're going to go to the first caller, so I'm going to introduce the first caller, whoever you are. I've got a feeling you're Lisa. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, sweetheart. Hi. Where are you from?
Arkansas.
There was a man in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. Hey, how you doing, darling? I'm going to pass you over to Mike.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you doing there? What's the reason that you called in for, Lisa?
Excuse me?
I said, what's the reason that you called in for?
Well, I just wanted to get a reading on my personal life.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So if that's okay, I'll do that for you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect, okay. Lisa, I do have a lady that joins me here from the spirit world that draws close, and I know that this lady would tie around your vibration, and as she makes a connection, I know that she links to your mum's side of the family of when she was here with us. I believe I want to say to you that she was quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body. I know before she passed home to the spirit world, she seems to lose just a little bit of weight, okay? Not too much, but just a little bit of weight. I know that she makes me aware that she carries some kind of condition that would have taken its toll upon her. I believe that she would have not been able to move around too much. I know that she was confined and restricted towards the end of her life there, okay? Now, I know that she takes me, as I say, into your mum's side. I don't believe she's your mum. I believe she's maybe more your grandmother as she communicates. Do you understand who I've got you, Lisa?
Yes, it could be one or two people, but yes, that sounds correct.
Okay, so does it sound correct with your grandmother?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I know that's who she tells me she is, okay? Now, Lisa, I know that you wanted some direction or some to look into your personal life, okay? Now, you know, as I'm asking her that, she says to me, oh, no, okay? And I believe that as she says to me, oh, no, that's because, you know, there's so much going on in your life at the minute. There's lots of comings, there's lots of goings, there's lots of things happening in your life. It's almost as if you're meeting yourself coming back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that you turn into the spirit world for your guidance, okay? You turn into the spirit world for your support and your help. And I know that that's what she's come through to say to me, okay? Now, she says to me about keeping it all locked down. So I don't know if you're keeping like a journal of these kind of events that's going on, but I feel it's like a cycle in your life that you're going through at the minute that you feel as if you're kind of stuck in limbo is the word I want to use, that you feel stuck in your life. Is that right, Lisa?
Yes.
I know that you wanted to take a different direction. I know that you want your life to kind of change. But the more that you're asking and wanting things to change, the more complicated it's getting. Is that right?
Yes.
And it's kind of as if you're not sure why it's making, why it's becoming more complicated. You're not sure how it's doing that. But I know, as I'm speaking to your lovely grandmother there in the spirit world, she says to me that, you know, it's like as if your patience is starting to wear a bit thin here, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're getting annoyed with yourself because of these things that's going on in your life, okay? She says to me that, you know, it's kind of, okay, let me get it right then. As one door closes, another will open, okay? And you're finding that's what's happening. There hasn't been a lot of stability in your life of late. Is that right?
That's true.
Okay, because she talks to me of the stability, it's gone, okay? And I know that she wants me to say that to you, you know, have a little more faith and more confidence in yourself, because I know that your confidence has been shattered of late. And it's like as if, you know, I can't be bothered anymore. Do you understand this?
Yes.
God, you sound like me. I got to be honest there, Lisa. but I know that it's like, I can't be bothered anymore. There's no point going to do anything. There's no point going anywhere. There's no point meeting anyone because it's all going to end the same way anyway. That's the way you think, isn't it?
Yes.
See, and your grandmother wants to shake that out of you, and I believe that's what she would have done when she was younger. She would have always kind of like shaken that out of you and say to you, come on, girl, you can do better than this. And she tells me that she would have always been the one. Okay, she corrects me there. Not only her, but there would be several people around you that would always try and push you forward in your life. And that's what she's trying to do at the minute, okay? Now, Lisa, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been aware, like picking up or sensing the spirit world of late. Is that right?
To some degree, yes.
Good, because she says to me that she's trying to push you forward. And as she would have done when she was here, tried to point you in the right direction, she's certainly trying to do that from the spirit world, from where she is at the minute, okay? She says, okay, she says, have you just put a new plant pot or a new pot or something, or a new plant in the window there or something?
I did place something in my window, but it wasn't a plant.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing as if I want to place something in your window. Now, I'm looking at it as a plant. Maybe she's just drawing my attention to what I can see. But she says to me, it looks nice. Okay? It looks nice. And I know that that's in the center of the windowsill there, isn't it?
Yes.
See, doesn't that just prove to you that your grandmother's around you? Because she says, it looks nice. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the way she comes through here. Now, she says to me, you've been surprised as well, haven't you?
Sir?
That you've been surprised of late yourself, is that
yes.
right?
Yes,
because
very.
Would I be right in saying to you there, Lisa, that you've had either like a phone call or you've had a letter? Or you've had some kind of communication off someone that you thought had been gone a long time and you'd never have that communication again. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and that's what shocked you a bit, isn't it?
Yes.
See, because she tells me here that... you know, it's taking you back a little bit. And you know, when you think on that, you know, life isn't as bad as it seems now, is it?
No, I mean, I've had some twists and turns lately, and that's what has really surprised me.
Okay, see, and the word she uses to me is, see, it's not as bad as you seem as it seems now, is it? Okay, so it's like where these twists and turns has come around, it's kind of now turned around on itself again to kind of say to you, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. Life is what we make of it. It's how we enjoy it, okay? I know that there's new opportunities coming in your life, Lisa, and I want to say that you grasp every opportunity that comes into your life because it's meant to be, okay? These challenges, these targets that we're aiming for, it's what's meant to be in our life. And I know that, you know, if you have the compassion within inside yourself to achieve lots of things in life, you will, because I know that you are the kind of person that always likes to achieve things in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, she also wants me to talk to you about somebody else that's with me, okay? And I know that I have a gentleman that joins me here from the spirit world that kind of just wants to be recognized. And, you know, I want to place him within your dad's side of your family there somewhere, okay? As I'm seeing this gentleman making this connection here, he certainly wants me to say to you that, you know, he was quite a thick-set kind of a gentleman when he was in this life. Now, I know that he didn't reach a fantastic age, the Lisa, okay? Because he certainly seems to me as if he's, you know, he's not that old. He's maybe around his late 40s, early 50s. And he says to me, I passed very quick. I went quite quick. It was sudden when I went on to the spirit world. But I know he links in your dad's side. He's very dark in the color of his hair. I know that he just makes me rub my fingers around my lip here as if I want to say that he would have always liked this moustache. Now, I'm cleanly shaven. Well, most of the time. but he just makes me aware of the moustache. Okay. So what do you understand of him?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Now, let's look in your dad's side. Now, within your dad's side, would I be right in saying to you that there's quite a few boys to do with your dad? So he either had lots of brothers or uncles, because I know I want to go to your dad's side. Is that right?
There were a few uncles and one brother.
Okay, so let's look around the uncles, okay? Because I know I want to see what I want to place is like three boys, okay? Because I'm saying to him, come on, where do you connect? And he says to me, three, there's three of us. So I know that there's three boys in the family there. So if that would be one of the uncles, would you understand one of the uncles, either to yourself or to your dad, is in the spirit world that would have been quite a thick set jump and that passed quite early on in life, passed very quickly?
I'm still not sure. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, please don't be sorry because, you know, I always say if we're not sure... Okay, you can ask about him, can't you?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so please do ask in your dad's family because he's taking the time to be with us, Lisa, tonight, okay?
Okay.
And he just wants to make himself known to you. And, you know, the way he comes through is this as I said, thick set, and I want to say to you, quite strong physically as well. I believe that he comes around you because it's now time that he wants to guide you by being around you and being the strong character that he is, he just wants to be around your life to, I'm not saying protect you of the outside elements, but to protect you and to guard you, if you like. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Because I know that's something you've been asking for, isn't it? A little bit of
yes.
protection there. See, because, again, you know, doesn't that just prove to you that the spirit world is around you because he's come to do just that, is to protect you and to guide you, okay? Does that help you a little bit there, Lisa?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And then now I'm going to hand you back over to one of the other guys. And I say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, bless. That was really lovely, Mike. I think we've got Lena on the line. So if she's there, I'd like to say hi. Welcome to Guiding Lights. And you're through to Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you very much. Have you been listening to the show?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Okay, really good. Okay, this evening, lovely energy. How can I help you tonight, please? Any area?
Sure. A relationship, anything you can get on that.
Yeah, I feel there's no balance in a relationship. Do you understand that, darling?
Could you repeat that, please? Sorry.
No balance around you at the moment in a relationship. I'm really drawn to that with you. I feel like as I'm getting really stressed out. I've also got a lady who comes close now in spirit. I feel that this lady passed over when she was about in her mid-50s, but she could have been older, but she just looked younger. But she is the one that's telling me about no balance around you at the minute. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. I feel like with you, home life at the moment seems to be somewhere that you are just getting along, but it's not like as though there's, it's just kind of down, the energy's down. Do you understand why I feel this energy's down around you at home?
Yes, I do, yes.
Right, so is there someone around you at home who isn't being very fair with you, sweetheart? Because I'm just getting that heavy sense, okay? And this is what they're giving me. I don't know whether you've been feeling down or very emotionally withdrawn, but I'm just being shown that you are not your normal happy self. Do you understand the feeling?
Yes, I do. That's pretty accurate, yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you. They're working clearly with me tonight. Who's Catherine, please? Or Kathleen? Around you, please?
I don't know anyone by that name.
Okay. Keep that name, okay? Because this is definitely a Catherine or a Kathleen coming in around you. So if it's not from the other side, this is someone who is going to come in around your energy. So this could be a name of someone that's coming in around you. Because what I am drawing to with you, okay, is the fact that you need to make the right choices around you now to push yourself on.
Right.
And this is what I've been shown. Okay. Your grandmother, I feel, that I'm working with tonight, actually, because she seems to be around you quite a lot. I feel that this lady, when she passed over, there seemed to be restrictions around the chest and down the arms. Did she go either with a stroke or a heart condition, please?
Exactly, yes.
Was it stroke or heart condition or both?
Both.
Both, because I've got numbing, dead, dropping arm, okay, because it's like my arm went. So did her arm go and then she passed then a little bit after that?
Right, almost instantly, yes.
Almost instantly. Yeah, because I feel that there was not a suffering for this lady, okay? Because it's almost as if she woke up and she was in the spirit world. I just want you to, I want you to remember that, because I think it happened so fast that you never had a chance to say goodbye, really. But she is aware of you all, bringing in love for you all, okay? And there's also a Millie or a Minnie around her, and some connection with the name Millie or Midi. Do you understand that? Why I'm getting that name?
Not really.
Millie or Molly or a Millie sounding name? Because I'm just being drawn. I'm just having that very, very, very clearly for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So do you know a Molly or a Millie, please, in your immediate family?
Maybe a nickname by that. Something similar to that, yeah.
Right. Okay. So something... Okay. Something very similar, because would she have called you that or would she have known you as that?
Maybe something close to that, yeah.
Yes, because this is what it's sounding like to me, okay? So maybe I'm not hearing it completely accurately like she's saying, okay? Because I do feel that this is very relevant to you, because she's kind of really giving me the impression that she wants to get that point across to you. So it's just like a validation that she knows that, you know, that I'm working with her energy for you. I just want to say to you, okay, going back to your feeling all over the place emotionally, that things are going to start picking up for you soon, all right? I do believe that you've had a big disappointment in your life to cope with over the last 3 years with a love and romance. It's almost like someone's let you down and betrayed you. Do you understand those feelings?
Yes.
Right. And I feel what you're actually trying to do is getting your life back on track.
Correct, yeah.
But it's like one step forward, two step backs. That's what she's giving me, okay? And I do feel that this, she's gonna be there working with your other loved ones in spirit to bring someone new around you.
Okay,
because I don't feel that you're going to be on your own for much longer. I really don't feel that this is going to continue up until around about, at the very latest, March, April of next year. I do feel that there's someone coming in for you. There's definitely love and energy coming in around that. She's drawing me to the springtime, so this is late March. Maybe from the time of Aries, after the 21st of March, she's drawing me to that. She's bringing in lots of love, and you are loved, okay? Even though you've been feeling a little bit down, have you been having a problem with your ankle, please?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, because she said you're not looking after yourself properly, okay? You're not looking after yourself because you're thinking about things, okay, that can't be changed. This is what she's saying, but you need to be looking after you.
Okay.
And I really just want to bring that, to your attention, that you've got to start loving yourself, looking after yourself more, and starting to bring all the balance back around your energy. And I'd like to say thank you very much for allowing me to work with you this evening. And I'm going to end this call now, because we have got quite a few people waiting to connect with us tonight on Guiding Lights. But it's been absolutely lovely connecting with you, and I hope that that's helped you this evening.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my love. You take care. Goodbye.
See you. Thanks.
Superb stuff. Thank you, Lena and Jeanette. Thank you for that. Absolutely fantastic. Really nice to listen in on that. This is Mike Spirit FM. You're listening to Guiding Lights with Sarah May and Jeanette Ann. And, of course, the boss himself, Mike Davis, is here live on the show. And myself, Nick Stepani. I'm just here chilling out. And I'm going to say hello to caller number 575. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
My name is Tammy. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hello, sweetheart. What's it like over there at the moment?
It's nice and cool and rainy.
Oh, that's my kind of weather, sweetheart. It really is.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your company. I'm going to pass you over to the gorgeous Sarah May.
Oh, thanks, Nick. Hello, darling.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. And I need to just ask your name again because it passed me. Was it Tammy?
Yes, Tammy.
Tammy, okay, sweetheart. Do you just want me to link in for you, or is there anything specific that you wanted the answers to?
Either way, I was just curious about a relationship with a friend of mine that's been a friend for a while, Murray, and is my friend gone forever? And or you can do whatever you want to do.
All right, sweetheart, so that's the main reason why you've called in. Okay, yes. Let me just link in and see what I've got with you. Just want to give you a little bit of evidence, make sure I'm with you, and then I'll ask them if they can help us with that situation around you, okay?
Okay.
I get a January link here, but I don't know whether this connects with Marie or with somebody in the spirit world or yourself, sweetheart. It could be somebody's birthday or somebody's passing.
Now say that again?
January link, the month of January.
January was the last time I saw him.
Okay. What was his name again?
Murray.
Oh, Murray. Okay, I thought you said Marie. Murray, lovely. So January is the last time you saw him. Right. The feeling I get around this is it's almost like we cut ties. Do you understand? It's almost like there was some kind of a separation and that this is sort of elevated from not understanding each other.
Okay.
Okay. and there's been almost like a stubborn retreat. And it's funny how you say you're in New Mexico, because my sense is there's like a Mexican standoff here.
Okay.
You know, you go 10 paces, I go 10 paces, and then we'll turn. And maybe we're not going to shoot each other, but maybe we'll meet. All right. I get a sense of October. Right, darling. I don't know why, but I want to give you the 18th of October. But I'm not saying that this will necessarily be specific around Murray. Okay. Now, has anybody got a birthday around that time?
Not that I know of.
Right. Because I can see a celebration. Okay. So it could be something to do with a meal. All right, sweetheart. Okay. Have you got a David linking in around you anywhere?
David is my ex-husband who has passed.
Okay, darling. So I would imagine that's pretty painful for you. Okay. My sense is that I don't know what happened between the two of you. I know that he passed. I feel that there was some sort of upset around it. I know, not upset as in crying and sad. But was there some separation of some sort, or was there a distance of some sort between the two of you?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
what I want to say
do.
To you is, when we pass to the spirit world, we see things differently. We may still have our own personality, but we look down and we see things differently. We understand the effect that we have on other people, okay, good and bad. And I feel when we pass, we get flashbacks, almost like a cartoon, sort of, you know, the cartoons when you've got the flashes of the different pictures. It's sort of a flash of this memory, this memory, this memory. And prominent ones, I think, come out where there's been quite a big effect. And I feel he had this when he passed to spirit.
Okay.
And my sense around it is he wants to say sorry to you. Okay, darling.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I know it can be a bit painful, but sometimes we bring out the... Well, it's a validation for you, and you know that I'm with you, don't you? And
yes.
I know I've hit a raw area with you, but I feel by hitting this area and talking to you that this will help you and heal you to move you forward for the future, because you will feel better. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, darling. He gives me April, okay? He's saying April, and he's showing me a funny pair of sunglasses, and he's laughing.
Okay.
I don't know if that means anything to you, but it's just what I'm seeing. They're pitch black, and they're pointed at the sides, and I feel like, I know this is silly, but I feel like there's fruit at the sides of them.
Okay.
I don't know. Why do they give me these mad things? But it just maybe next year... Maybe that'll come in. I don't know. But you will know when you see these sunglasses. And I'm going to leave you and you're going to go off air after we finish the reading. But I do give you things that will come in and will be significant to you. Okay. So in essence here, we have forgiveness around David. We have love and support towards you. Okay. And this will give you a sure footing to not be frightened to gel a relationship with somebody else.
Okay.
We have a life here. It's like a party. You know, you make the most of it. And sometimes can't always be with the people that we want to be with. And we can't understand that.
Okay.
But there comes a time when somebody comes in where you just gel. And you know, you might argue, you might be a bit friction between you and unsure how the other person feels. And I feel you're a little bit like me, and you leave them guessing. Okay. And I feel around this guy in January, there's a lot of guessing on his part as to where he stood with you. Okay. But I will say to you that there is communication in October, that you will have choices of whether you want to be there or not be there. But I really feel you need to get to know this guy and let down your barriers. Do you understand?
Get to know which guy?
The one that's in the past, this friend in the past.
Okay.
Do you understand? I do feel... Yeah?
I do need to get to know him, and then what?
Drop down your barriers, darling. I know it's scary because it makes you vulnerable.
Okay.
but you've got big barriers there.
Okay.
I feel like you're in a cylinder of a metal iron wall, which is stopping anybody from penetrating your barrier or getting through your barrier. Okay. I think he will reconnect with you, and I think it will start again as step one. But what I would say to you is, don't be frightened of being hurt, because we learn more through sadness than we do through happiness.
Okay.
We have to go through the sadness to bring the happiness in. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to ask me?
Is there anything else from David? Because we have fun.
Okay, darling. Let's have a look and see where we're going with this. Now, this is an older name that I think your son would be, but I've got the name Paul. Who's Paul?
I don't know.
Paul. Have a think about that name, because it's been given to me. He gives me February as well. So where's the link in February with you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's not a birthday or a passing or maybe hospital, I don't know, but I have February.
Okay.
Was there something challenging going on around your son around about that February time?
Yes, there was.
Thank you. He was there.
Okay.
Okay. He still supports. He's just telling me that in February there was some upset around this boy and you didn't know where to turn and you felt lost. Okay, and what I want to say to you is you're doing the right thing and you're being very supportive.
Okay.
Okay, and he's right behind you, this guy, now. And if I were you, I'd have a little chat to him when you sit on your own and talk to him and release whatever it is that has not been mended. Do you understand?
Okay.
So have a chat with him. Visualize him, see him in your mind. You can do this with people who are living. You can also do this with people who are past, because you're talking to somebody's energy, you're talking to somebody's soul. We're just a physical body. Is it okay, darling? Have a chat with him.
The Paul, my uncle Paul, just passed away yesterday.
Oh, my darling. Okay.
That's the only Paul I have in my life.
That's going to be him then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's very raw. But the fact that I've got his name means he's come back very quickly.
Okay.
He's winking. Did he wink?
Yes.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry to upset you.
Okay.
He's winking, and to me, a wink is to say, you know, with my kids, when they do something, everybody can say, you're fantastic, you're wonderful. They're just words. But if you stay silent and you just look at them with admiration and you wink, that is so much more than words. And that's what he's saying. He's winking at you with admiration.
Okay.
And he wants to tell you that he's fine and he's safe. He's found himself a lovely home and he will be coming back again to communicate.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Big pleasure. Thank you for calling into the show. Mm-hmm. Have a listen back afterwards.
Okay.
Hey, darling. Lots of love.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Oh, Monique.
Lovely. Really, really lovely. Really moving to listen to that. Superb. Well, listen, guys, we're going to go for a couple of songs now, and then we'll be back with some more calls. This is the Guiding Light Show with Sarah May and, of course, Jeanette Ann. And, of course, the big boss himself, Mike. Mike Davis. We'll be back right after this.
Girl, and you're married now. light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Summer haze bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on the life. Now, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Nah. Waiting to see, missing the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Jesse J and Price Tag, and before that, Adele and Someone Like You. This is Guy Mike on Mike Spirit FM, and we're going to go over now to caller number 623. Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. Barbara, sweetheart, just listen, before I pass you on to Mike, I just want to say, all of us here at Guardian Lights want to say a big, big, big thank you, and we're sending lots of love to Tammy, our previous caller. Absolutely, really thinking about you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Okay, Barbara, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona, wow. And what's it like over there at the moment, darling?
Hot, and more hot.
That's what I like.
When you get in your car, it's 125 degrees. So.
Oh, my goodness me. So put the AC on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Barbara, I'm going to pass you over to Mike Davis.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Mike. How
you know,
are you?
I'm thinking about this 118 degrees, you know. Is it going to be that hot when I actually come over to Florida in 4 weeks' time?
Yeah, you get humidity there. See, we get by saying it's a dry heat.
You know, I think
that makes
I need
it so better
to
by
remember
saying here in Arizona
sun.
We have a dry heat. In Florida, it's a little bit more humid.
Well, I think that I'm going to need to remember the sunscreen when I come over and really plaster myself in it, because, you know, we don't get that kind of weather over here in the UK, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
It's beautiful there.
Well, you know, I can't wait. Barbara, what was the reason that you called in for today?
I have a lot of things, a lot of trying things that are going on in my life right now, like major stuff, not small stuff, major stuff, and I feel that I'm kind of at a standstill with everything, and the load is getting a little bit heavier, and it's just looking glim and just very gloomy, and I know either I'm being tested or it's just, you know, that things usually have to get bad before they get better.
Yeah,
and I have to feel that this is because things are about to turn around.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me link to the spirit world here for you, Barbara, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because, you know, the first thing that I was aware of, you know, before I'm even asking the spirit world to come here, it's, you know, I've got pound signs, which would be in your terms, like dollar signs, okay?
Okay.
So would I be right in saying that this is something to do financially as well? It's kind of like draining you financially?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine, because I know that's the first thing. Okay, that's the first thing that came in. And see, within that, I know I've got somebody that makes a connection to you and me. I know I've got somebody that it's kind of like, you know, my right leg from my knee down, it feels as if it's like, I know this is going to come out probably silly, but it's like it's not working. So whether somebody would have lost the feeling in their right leg or lost the part of their leg before they pass on to the spirit world, I'm not sure, but I know that there's a problem here with someone's leg. You know, it's almost as if mine's gone so stiff at the minute, I believe that's who it was. You know, as if they lost the feeling and they won leg before they passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that this would be a gentleman because, bless his heart, he stands right by the side of me. And as he does do just that, I know that he links like grandfather, okay, like a granddad communication, because I know that's where he communicates with me. And, you know, as he does stand here, he says to me that, you know, he connects within mum's side. So do you understand of him first, Barbara?
Yeah, probably my grandfather.
Okay, perfect, because I know that he stands by the side of me, and you know, it's like as if he just wants me to put my hands up on my hips here and just start, you know, start tatting. Because, you know, he says to me that sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there, can't you?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I say to you that... It's been going on for some time now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, never mind how hard you think or how much you try and change the way things are, you just never get around to it because there's always, you know, I want to spare other people's feelings. I know that's the way you are, Barbara. You don't want to offend anyone. You don't want to hurt anyone. You don't want to upset anyone. Is that right?
Yep.
And, you know, and for that, what you get in return, I feel it's virtually nothing. Because it's like as if it's not coming back to you at all, is it?
Right.
And,
so I just,
you know,
had that conversation with myself today.
There we are, perfect, you know. And I know that there's been lots of upset, there's been lots of tears around your life because of this. And I know that you've been getting yourself all worked up as well, haven't you?
Yep.
See, because
absolutely.
I know that I'm aware of the tears, the upset, the hurt, and I know it's like, you know, you've been shedding those tears, and it kind of, it's taking you nowhere, you know. You have to take that plunge and make a difference for yourself, because, you know, if you don't kind of support yourself, nobody else is going to, because
right.
I feel that there's like a lack of support in your life, there's a lack of, not trust, because I know that there's plenty of trust, but like a lack of support. I wish people could do a little bit more for me. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And Barbara, if I said to you that you have this wonderful vision around your life, that you really want to do things in your life, that you feel as if you're being held back for some reason, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that there's like, there's things you want to do. There's travel that's coming around me here, so I know that there's traveling that's involved, or you would like to travel. Now, would I be right in saying that to you, Barbara, that it's whatever you want to do in life, so whether it's like a job change or a career change that you want to make, it would entail traveling there, wouldn't it?
It may.
Okay. See, and I know that... You know, your granddad in the spirit world is trying to push you forward and trying to say to you there, you know, it's not unachievable. You can achieve this if you put your mind at it. You know, he talks to me, you know, I don't know how old you are, Barbara, and, you know, I'd never ask a lady her age, particularly live on air. But if I said to you that you're never too old to start and you never will be too old to start, do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because I know that I'm being told that, you know, you are only as young as you feel, okay? And at the minute, I know that you feel quite depleted, but, you know, once you start on this journey, it's like as if you're going to have a new lease of life. It's like as if you're going to be, you know, like a teenager again, being able to have that much energy to plow into things. And I know that's what I wanted to put in front of you. Now, I know that your granddad, he makes me aware that he would have been a very loving kind of a character, because I know that the first, you know, the thing he wants me to do now, it's like as if he wants to wrap his arms around me, and I know that's the love feeling that comes from the spirit world, and I believe that's what I want to do. You know, if I could, I would wrap my arms around you and just say to you, you know, granddad wants me to do this, wants me to hug you, because I know that he wants to make things right, and I know that that's all you really need, is that maybe not the hug, particularly off Mike Davis. You probably wouldn't want one off me anyway. But you know, it's that's all you need is that arms around you and say to you, "Come on, we can do this together." Because I know that's what he has come through, particularly to say to you at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now I know as well that you know, as he's with me, he talks to me about medication for some reason. Would you understand that either you need medication or you're taking medication at the minute?
I've been battling. I have a brain tumor.
Ah, okay.
And I have lost my, I'm losing my vision. I have lost my peripheral vision, and I'm losing, I now have tunnel vision, and it's a possibility that it's hemorrhaged, and the doctor will not operate. So I'm kind of battling right now, and I don't, I'm not on anything, so I survive off of ibuprofen. I go to bed with pain, and I wake up with pain.
Oh, bless you. It's the most horrific thing, isn't it? Particularly, you know, it's your vision, and you know, it's one of our five major senses, isn't it? You know,
right.
You know.
Yeah, the tumor has hemorrhaged, and it's now affecting the optic nerve, and so it's, I'm battling right now with the doctor to do the surgery, and I'm going between doctors, a second opinion, and this one. And it's extremely frustrating to be and feel like this all the time.
You know, I'm actually filling up with you as I'm actually speaking to you, because you know I can feel that that discomfort that's around you. You know, You know, I've always said, Barbara, and always will say, you know, that if it's recognized in the spirit world, know that the healing is going that way there too. You know, I'm not saying that miracles are going to be performed, but you know, they have been done in the past. Okay,
I'm sure that
they will be done in the future as well. But you know that your granddad is there to support you. He's there to guide you every step of the way. You know, he tells me that you put your hands together and you pray all of the time to your people in the spirit world, and wherever you pursue your God to be, you always put your hands together. But he says to me, but you always thank us. Do you understand of this?
That I always what?
That you always thank the spirit world.
I do.
Bless you. Okay, because see, even though that we can be going through all that suffer and everything else, you still find time in your heart to thank the spirit world. Okay, and it's like as if I want to say to you that you even always ask the spirit world for healing for everybody else before you even come to yourself. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. See, you know, you have a good heart, Barbara, okay? I know that the spirit will do what they, you know, whatever they possibly can there for you, okay? Even though the doctors and the medical profession is refusing you, they just give me the medication because I know that that's what I need to talk to you about. So it's the health there, okay? Now, I know that you said that it's the tumor, and, you know, see, I'm being told that there is a visit to the hospital. So is there another visit that's due to the hospital there for you at the moment?
I don't know. I have doctor's appointments still, and
That's
kind of it right now. I don't know. I mean, but my headaches get so severe, and I'm suffering from one today, that my face is swollen and that kind of thing. And the pressure gets so bad that it's causing numbness on one side. And it just, you know, usually if they get that bad, I have to go to the hospital for treatment.
Yeah. You know, there's five of us here involved in this radio station. You know, there's me, there's our producer, Ken, there's Jeanette Coombs, Sarah May, and there's Nick Stepani. And I know that each and every one of us, okay, we'll send as much healing as we possibly can to you, okay? You know, our thoughts are very much around you, you know, and you know, I can actually feel, as you're saying, that your face is getting swollen. You know, I can feel this up on my left side. So I don't know if it's your left side, but I can feel my
face. My left side.
Well, there we are, because I know I'm feeling mine swelling up. And, you know, see, and again, you know, whenever I work with a healing vibration, the spirit world always gives me the conditions so I recognize them and I understand them, so that I can send that healing in the right place and direct it to the right place there, okay? Now, I'm being told that your balance is not right as well.
That's correct.
Okay. See, because
I just was told that. I didn't even realize it until somebody said, why are you walking like that? And I said, walking like how? They said, you're crooked.
Yeah,
my left side is completely...
There we are. Because I know that you're leaning over because the balance is all out of sorts. See, and again, you know, it's this. Your granddad knows you so well, okay? He knows you, that he's always around your vibration, okay? he says to me that you're starting to hold on to things as you're walking, and I would assume that's because of the tunnel vision now. And I can see you walking along. I don't know whether you're holding the wall or you're just touching the wall. Okay, I need to establish that. Is that right? You're holding on to things as you're walking now?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I can. I deal with my vision to a certain degree, but okay. I've been in a lot of pain, so I can't. You know what I mean? That's why I am holding on to things.
Okay, Brenda, what I'm aware of to say to you there, okay, is that, you know, even today, because I know that, see, I'm seeing you holding on to things and just touching the wall as you're going past. There's photographs on your wall, isn't there?
There's what?
There's photographs or there's pictures, there's things hanging
yes.
on your wall.
Yes.
And would I be right in saying of where you was like holding on to one of them, either that you knocked one off, which upset you, is that right?
I did knock one off, but I was afraid that it broke.
Okay. So long as you understand that's all I'm really aware of there, because I know it's like I'm holding on to the wall. And it's like if I wanted to knock one, whether it came down or whether you broke, I don't know. But again, it's just your granddad's way of showing you that he's around your vibration, okay?
Okay.
You know, I know I have to say to you here, okay? You know, I know. See, it sounds a bit contradicting, really, because I know of what I said earlier on that. You know, it's not unachievable. You can achieve things in your life. Never mind what's going on, we can always achieve things. Now, I'm being told that that's where you're holding yourself back, because it's like, well, I can't, because I want to say to you, you can. You can, because the spirit world is aware of this. The spirit world will guide you every step of the way. You know, I know that you have a lot of faith in yourself. I know that you have a lot of encouragement in yourself. And I know that you have a lot of support from the spirit world. And I know that you understand the spirit world, but please remember what I'm saying to you. You know, trust the spirit world, they're not going to take you far wrong. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
You know, I could work with you for absolutely hours. I really could, because you know, you your energy just illuminates the studio when I'm sat. And you know, your mum, I'm aware of your mum in the spirit world, so would you understand your mum that was is there in the spirit world as well? Is that right?
So my mom is alive. Her mom is
there. Her mom is there. Okay. Okay, my mistake. Because I know I want to say... See, now, what have you called your grandmother, mum?
We called her grandma.
Okay. Okay, well, I want to say that she comes through like a motherly love. Because, again, see, as mums, grandmums, they come around me, they wrap their arms around me, and that's how I can establish who they are, okay? But, so if it's your mum's mum, then I'll work with her, because you know she's taking her time to be here today. And
yes.
You know, as she does that, she just comes around my vibration. You know, if I said to you that, now she wasn't the best of health either before she passed, because I know that as she comes through, she makes me aware that she suffered dearly before she passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
But she talks to me that she had lots of help from the family, so. Okay, now I got it. Now I understand why I said mum there. Your mum would have supported your grandmum dearly before she passed, is that right?
Yes, she did.
And would I be right in saying to you that when your grandma passed, there's hospitals, because again, there's machines that starts beeping there in the background. So know that I'm aware of hospitals. So either your grandmother passed when she was in the hospital, or she was in and out for a little while there before she passed, is that right?
She passed in the hospital. She passed in the home. In a caring home.
Perfect, okay, because I know I'm not in the comfort of my home. I know I'm in machines, which that makes me aware of hospitals, homes, and your places where she would be looked after. Now, would I be right in saying to you that your mum must have been with her either just as she passed or just before, is that right?
Yes, before, she was there all the time.
Okay, perfect. Why did she tell me as well that there was someone that didn't quite make it in time? Do you understand of something that didn't make it in time?
My uncle. My uncle found her.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that there was a great deal of disappointment there with your uncle then. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah, she was alone, and when he got there, she already had passed.
Okay, because I know that I want to say to you that there's a great deal of disappointment because we didn't make it on time, okay? And I know that your grandma just wants to be. No, I'm not saying that, you know, that. Because I know that your grandma wants me to say to you that, you know, she understands. So I don't know if you can pass that bit on, that, you know, that to your uncle, that it's okay because grandma understands, okay? She understood that he couldn't have done any more than he did, okay? But for yourself, I know that, you know, all you want and all you can ask for is a bit more support from those that surround you. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, absolutely.
See, and I know that there's... See, I said to you I can work with you for hours, and that, you know, I probably will now. if I said to you that there's been a heartbreak around you, not recently, but back in the past, do you understand this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that that you've either asked for this person to come back in your life, or this person has come back in your life for some reason? Because I know I want to go back in the past to someone that would have caused a lot of heartache to you. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And it's like as if, you know, I want to say to you, like, come back into my life now when I need you, not when I wanted you. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Perfect, because I know that I want to say to you that, you know, when it matters, I know that you will have all the support you can possibly ask for, okay? Because I know that's what your grandma and your granddad in the spiritual world wants me to say to you. You know, it's all there for you. You know, you just reach out,
okay,
and we'll be there. Does that make sense, did you?
It does.
You know, I was gonna burst into a song there. So, you know, I'm not going to sing because I sound absolutely horrendous. If you heard my show and I say all the time I can't sing because everybody will switch off. But you know the song... Just call out my name and we'll be there.
Yeah.
That's the song I'm hearing. See, I want to sing again, and I'm not going to because it's bad. But just call out our names and we'll be there. That's what I want to leave you with there.
Okay.
I hope that's helped you, you know, and you know, I'm sure that the spirit world will lead you and take you into the right direction that you need to be. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Thank you, Mike and Barbara. Thank you so much. We send lots of love and healing to you. Wow. Very emotional, Mike, isn't it, tonight?
It is, you know. And you know, Nick, this is the way I absolutely adore these shows. You know, not just this show, my show, Nick's show, Oscar, all of our shows, you know. The Mike Spirit FM Network, you know, this is why we run, for people like Barbara to come on. And, you know, be able to kind of give her of what she needs. Because, you know, maybe sometimes, I mean, obviously here in the UK, we have lots of spiritualist churches. We have lots of places where we can go. But, you know, in the USA, there's not that many places. There's certainly not that many spiritualist churches, of what I'm led to believe. And, you know, we're kind of providing the service for those that maybe cannot come out to an event
absolutely.
Or something. And I think, you know, for the whole 19 years, Nick, of me doing this, I've always wanted to just give of myself from the spirit world. And I think to myself, you know, I've done it around the churches in the UK for the last 19 years. I've toured Spain, you know, but I feel I could do so much more. And this is why I built the Mike Spirit FM Network, because for people like Barbara, you know, which really she won't be able to get out of, particularly in time, that she won't be able to get out. And, you know, if we can just bring comfort to her, then, you know, I know that it makes my soul smile so deeply inside.
Absolutely.
That's what thrills me, you know?
Absolutely. And you've done something positive, which is great. That's the whole point, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic. Listen, Mike, we're going to move on. I know that I've got a number that I'm going to read out, so please listen very carefully because it's a little bit longer number now. 516.
Let's just read. Hang on a minute, now, Nick. Let's just read the area code 516 and the last four numbers.
Oh, got you. Okay. So the area code is 516, and the last four numbers is 4132. Who's that?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. I'm Nick. How are you doing, sweetheart? You all right?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Nick. How are you?
Really good. Really good to be part of the Guiding Light show tonight.
Having
Excellent. A really
you
good time.
You guys have a fantastic show today.
Bless you. Well, listen, darling, I'm going to pass you over to the one and only Jeanette Ann Coombe.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi there. Hello, Barbara. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights. How can I help you this evening, my love? Is there any area that you'd like me to look at for you or anyone that you'd like to connect with? How would you like me to help you this evening, please?
Yes. Well, I'd love for you to be able to, I guess, give me some insight on my love life. I'm looking for a serious partner, someone who I can get married to.
Okay.
But I just wanted to give you, my name is Sandra, actually.
Right. Okay, no problem, Sandra. Now, what I'm picking up with you, Sandra, is that you're quite an intuitive lady yourself, okay?
I certainly am.
Yeah, because either you work very much like we do, or you should do, okay? Because I feel that there's a wonderful intuitive energy with you. Sandra, can I just ask you for your date of birth, please?
It's 3269.
Right. Now, you're a lovely Aquarius, okay? So that would tell me with you that you really do value freedom and you really do value independence. But I feel lately, okay, you're looking to take your life in another direction because it's almost as if I've had enough freedom, I've had enough independence. I want somebody to settle down with. Do you get that feeling? Because that's what I'm feeling so strongly with you. And I feel that your loved ones in spirit are kind of with you saying, yes, we know you're ready now to settle down. Because I feel like with you, you've been a little bit like a butterfly, shall we say, because it's been like I'm morphing myself into several situations. So I feel that you've had a varied life, okay, that's been kind of new chapters closed, new chapters and then closed. So I feel in your life, okay, I don't think you've ever been short of admirers, Sandra, if I'm honest. But I do feel that all of these guys up to now have not been right. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel that what I'm being shown, okay, is that you seem to be drawn to guys that need you for something. Do you understand?
And
yes. I think because you're an empathizer, okay, and you've got yeah, well, I think you can't change your character if you're a lovely, helpful person, okay?
I'll help plenty of friends, but I'm not helping any more men.
But you understand what I'm feeling with you, okay?
Absolutely.
You love, okay, people, and that you always look for the good in people, and you always try very, very hard to help, okay?
Yes.
So because you are so open and you're so warm and you connect with people so readily, I think what's been going on with you is that you get disappointed when you realize that people are not all on the same level as you, and that there are people out there who are quite happy, if you like, to take from you, okay?
Yeah.
And unfortunately for you, I feel over last 4 years, I feel it has been difficult. And I also want to go to the month of April because that seems to be a connection to something that's been a little bit difficult as well. But I really do feel, okay, that for you, it's about really, really, really looking at things now with new eyes. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, absolutely. I do feel different. I feel very different, and I feel like I look at things very differently.
Yeah, you know
and
that
I feel
song?
Like,
you know that song, I'm looking at things with both sides now? That's an old song, I don't know.
No, I don't.
Just give me that song, I don't know why, okay?
It's yeah, like, there's definitely a new, I feel like I crossed over somewhere. I mean, I still have that genuine spirit part of me, but I'm just not that ready to lend it all out everywhere.
Right. Well, what I want to say to you, okay, on the love and romance front, okay, is that I want you to take a leap of faith. I know you've been disappointed and you've had disillusionment with people, and I know that there was a gentleman that's gone from your energy who had dark hair, quite tall, darkish eyes, who was a disappointment, okay? I know about him, they're telling me about him, but I want you to take a leap of faith because there is someone new coming in. And then the guy that comes in next, okay, he's going to be a different kind of a guy. He's going to be more like you. He's going to be more giving. So there we go. You're a giver. He's going to be a giver. Two people giving to each other. Perfect balance. Good, solid relationship coming in. I feel that this new beginning is coming in around about March of next year. I do feel that you need to be making decisions. All right, after September, I feel that it's going to be like springboarding off, okay? Getting rid of any old negative energy that you no longer need or no longer serves you. I do feel for you that what we're talking about with you, okay, is communication, being positive, and really reconnecting with your spiritual side. I love the fact, okay, that you really, really need to focus, okay, on you now, okay? Your grandmother, darling, I feel she's with you quite a lot, all right? I feel that she was like a second mother to you, and I do feel that she's been with you constantly throughout all these traumas and dramas that you've needed to go through. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, I could.
All right. And she is really telling me, okay, that she is behind finding someone nice for you finally. Have you had three failed relationships, please?
Well, I don't know. I've had two most recent.
And then one in the past when he was younger.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. My fiancé and I think I kind of ended that more than him.
Okay.
So.
Because I would say push yourself forward to October time. That's when things start to change after September.
Okay.
I do feel, okay, that what we have to do with you is just really move you on. I do know you can do this, and I feel that this guy is going to be a sensitive water sign man, and he is coming in to bring you the happiness that you deserve. We are now going to have to say goodbye to you. I know that that was a quick call, but we are kind of running out of time. So I'm going to say thank you so much for allowing me to work with you, and I'm going to bring in love from your grandmother, who has been with you quite a lot. And what I would like to say to you, darling, is that if you'd like to get through to myself or Sarah to have an in-depth reading with anyone on the Guiding Lights team, we do offer readings, full readings. And if you'd like to come through, contact us on Facebook. My name, Jeanette Ann Coombe, or you have got Sarah May, medium, or you can get through to Mike Davis. If you'd like to come through, we do offer full readings either through Skype or on the telephone. But it's been absolutely lovely reading for you, and we're going to have to say goodbye now, okay?
Thank you very much, Jeanette. And Sandra, thank you so much for calling. Just before I go and say goodbye, I want to say thanks to Lisa, Lena, Tammy, Barbara, and of course Sandra, our last caller. Now, my job is over. I'm going to hand you back to Mike, to Jeanette, and to Sarah. God bless. I'm Nick Stefani. See you soon, guys.
Okay, well, thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
We all went together there. Thank you, Nick. And thank you, Jeanette and Sarah, for allowing me to be a part of your show tonight. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to work with you. You are wonderful mediums, I will say. And you don't hear me saying that a lot, but... you know, I do say absolutely wonderful mediums, wonderful show, and a pleasure to be a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's
really kind of you. Thank
God,
I just pleased you up, didn't I?
You done what?
I just pleased you up. I'm going to have a word with myself now.
No, don't have a word with yourself, Mike.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Mike. Very kind.
Okay, so if we're at a loss. Last bit of the show is always, be honest with you, everybody out there, if you're listening, listen back to the shows. They're available. The podcast will be there on Blog Talk Radio. Mike Davis, you'll be able to get hold of Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, Jeanette Ann Coombe on Facebook, and Medium Sarah May. You'll also find Nick Stepani on there as well, Stopanni. Okie dokie.
You spelled that wrong, sweetheart. It's Stopanni.
I get it all wrong. I got the number wrong. The show
I've really enjoyed tonight, everybody. Fantastic team, lovely energy, wonderful callers. Thank you for calling in. And we will be on the road on the 7th of September. Come onto Facebook, into Guiding Lights, come and find us. We bid you goodbye.
Yeah, good night. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome. Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.
When I was a fool, young.